And Sonny joins me in the studio again for a roundup of this week's gaming news. And we start off with a story about No Man's Sky, once again made a lot of headlines over the last few months. The UK's Advertising Standards Authority has confirmed it's launched an investigation into Hello Games' No Man's Sky following complaints from disappointed players. The regulator will be, they've said, investigating assets used to sell the game online. What does investigating assets mean, Sonny?
Well, the game's Steam page is the focal point of the investigation, and Steam is basically just a marketplace for you to buy games on PC. But the screenshots and trailers shown on the Steam page were completely absent from the game, and some of the trailers that they showed at live events like E3 were scripted and never actually implemented in the full release of the game.
So are the people actually going through the game looking for these particular bits of gameplay, footage and so on, and actually these things just aren't there?
Most of the time, yes, but I think people forget that it's a procedurally generated game, meaning that everything is going to be different constantly. No two planets in the game are ever going to be the same. There are a lot of things in the game that they promised that, as we've said before, they never actually put into the game, and I think they'll be investigating that side of their complaints.
Now, more news on the new Nintendo games console this week. We mentioned this in last week's update. This is the successor to the Nintendo Wii U. Although, in fact, this is not really a console, more of a handheld machine that you plug into your TV. Sonny, just give us, in a nutshell, the history of the Nintendo Wii and so on, because it's something a lot of people are familiar with, but Nintendo's kind of fallen to the background a bit over the last few years, hasn't it?
The Nintendo Wii, although it was revolutionary for its time, its successor, the Nintendo Wii U, didn't really take off, but has recently sold a lot more because of either people already have the two reigning consoles, the Xbox One and the PlayStation 4, or they just saw that some games that they wanted to buy, and they thought they might as well buy it. The Nintendo Wii U had a handheld controller, so if somebody wanted to watch TV, you can continue playing your game on the controller with its screen. And it looks like Nintendo has taken a step further and decided to develop an entirely new console around the whole handheld screen kind of thing.
And there are rumours that there may be some kind of launch event or similar this month?
There have been rumours of the launch event, but the console is said not to be released until March next year. The CEO of Ubisoft said that the NX will put Nintendo back into the race of, well, console gaming.
And there's going to be some kind of Nintendo Direct event this month. It sounds like some kind of Tally Shopping Channel, doesn't it? Nintendo Direct. But there'll be something going on this month. People are, rumours are abounding. So people will be able to see what the thing looks like, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's interesting news if you're a big fan of Nintendo. Something now on the Viveport App Store. This is the makers of phones and 3D goggles, HTC. That's all they do, really, isn't it? Phones, yeah, and 3D goggles. They do the odd tablet as well, don't they, as well? They've now launched their own app store, but their focus is they're trying to kind of like have a unique selling point, I suppose that's the best way of putting it. Mm. And they're not necessarily focusing on games, are they?
The Viveport App Store is now, they're trying to take virtual reality away from gaming, so there's more of a reason to buy the HTC Vive instead of just for playing video games. The Vive Store app seems to have 60 titles currently available, those including cinema, planetariums, virtual tours, and it does kind of fall into the game category since it has just a few games, but it's not something that they'd consider something they'd, I guess, put on something like Steam or the Xbox Marketplace.
And those games that are on there are quite experiential as well, aren't they? Things like mini golf, where you're going to have an experience. And apparently a game called World of diving. I'm interested to see how that works exactly, because whatever you do in 3D goggles looks stupid. If you're going to be falling over and kind of like diving into your carpet in your front room, I reckon that's going to be interesting as well. But it is an interesting concept, because I know my wife would never do any games at all. It isn't really. She'll do it for about 5 minutes, and then she'll get bored and just move on to something else. Not into gaming anymore whatsoever. She was really impressed by the Oculus Rift when she tried out the 3D goggles when we went to somewhere, and that really kind of caught her imagination. So this is the whole thing of trying to widen the use of technology beyond the gaming community. And finally, we'll just round up a few new releases out over the next few days, starting off with Mathia 3. October the 7th, that is tomorrow if you're listening to this on the Friday show here on Access. That's out on the PS4, Xbox One and PC.
The previous two Mafia games are heavily story-driven, and they have some elements of stealth and player choice in which they can complete a certain task or objective.
We watched the trailer for this one earlier on, and it does look extremely violent. I will tell you that much anyway.
Yeah.
So not one for you if you're particularly squeamish. Also out this week, 100-foot robot golf out on the 10th on PS4 and the PSVR as well. Basically, VR is the key letters there, isn't it? This is a virtual reality game.
It seems that Sony want to market their VR headset as much as, well, as quickly as possible, since it's releasing around the same price as the PlayStation 4 Pro. So this seems to be one of the big games that they're hyping up for this year.
And we had a look at the trailer to this earlier on, and it is basically Transformers meets the open, basically. It's lots of robots kind of, instead of fighting in a model village, playing golf in a model village and knocking over buildings, things like that. It sounds like great fun anyway. Gears of War 4 out the next day on October the 11th. That's out on the Xbox One and PC.
Gears of War 4 is set in a apocalyptic future where these creatures have come up from the ground to terrorize the human race, and you just gotta fight back. And that's all I can say, simply because I'm really excited for this one, and I do recommend the Gears of War series, and I won't be saying too much because it's something that I think you should experience for yourself.
Okay, so when it appears, you're going to give us a first-hand review of this, I guess, in the next week. Battlefield 1 is out on October the 18th on the PS4, Xbox One and PC.
Battlefield has always been about the grittiness of war, and with Battlefield 1, they're taking it all the way back to World War 1 and giving us a showcase of what the war was like back then in the trenches, and also giving us a feel of what the weapons and technology was like back then.
And finally, Civilization 6. Now, I was astonished to find out you didn't know very much about this, and that is simply because the last Civilization came out when you were only 10. Now, that's quite a gap between releases, but if you're familiar with the board game Risk, this is basically Risk on steroids, isn't it? You just get to rule the world, don't you?
Yeah.
And it appears that you can play as Genghis Khan, Alexander the Great. You can start a religion and spread it all around the world, all that kind of stuff. And that's out on October the 21st. Well, that just pretty much wraps things up for us today. If you want to email us, email Sonny, Sonny, S-O-N-Y, at accessradio.biz, or myself, Steve, at accessradio.biz. We will be back next week at the same time.